Hey, this is David Rovix with another episode of This Week with David Rovix, making popular education popular again. I'm pretty sure I don't need to inform any regular listeners of this show that a fascist military general named Augusto Pinochet launched a coup against the popular socialist government of Salvador Allende on September 11, 1973. I probably don't need to remind you that many of the soldiers who took part in the coup were trained in torture techniques by the U.S. military, or that the coup involved active CIA participation and had the support of the U.S. government at the very highest level. Many people may be aware of some of the things that happened next. The thousands killed, the many more thousands tortured and imprisoned, the hundreds of thousands of refugees who got asylum in Sweden, Germany, Mexico, and elsewhere, the Allende official assassinated in Washington, D.C., the close relationship between General Pinochet, Ronald Reagan, and the other leader of the free world, Margaret Thatcher. Among the people of the world, there was widespread opposition to the coup in Chile and its CIA sponsors. Opposition to the generals and support for the Chilean people took many forms in different places. One of the lesser-known forms that solidarity took occurred in the town of East Kilbride in Scotland. Jet fighters bombed the palace. We all watched it on TV. The 11th of September, 1973. All across the world, people cried in vain as we heard stories of the students being tortured and slain. Stories of the workers, shop stewards, and the rest being slaughtered at the new dictator's behest. Labor groups condemned it, said we were on the worker's side, including all the engineers of East Kilbride. People organized a boycott of General Pinochet, who had overthrown Allende with a Hawker Hunter jet. Then a few months later, March of 74, Bob Fulton came to work at the Rolls-Royce factory floor. He looked at the orders that had come in that day and found crates with jet engines from Chile. Jet engines from the Air Force across the ocean wide, sent to be repaired in East Kilbride. It didn't take a minute for Fulton and his mates to come to the decision they would not touch these crates. Soon 4,000 Rolls-Royce workers voted they agreed to stand with the Chileans in their hour of need. Management decried them, the Tories screamed and cussed, but the Hawker Hunter engines were left to sit and rust. Nowhere else on earth were workers qualified to repair the engines sitting there in East Kilbride. It's often hard to know if you've changed anything a whit, but decades later a Chilean general would admit, for a time in Santiago there were no fighters in the sky, because the whole Chilean Air Force had not one jet that could fly. They may not have changed the world, this group of union engineers, but these crates of metal sat corroding for 4 years. So here's to British labor, how for 4 years it tried to do what could be done from East Kilbride. Jet fighters bombed the palace. We all watched it on TV, the 11th of September, 1973. For Flashpoints, this is David Rovix.